You're listening to The Air of the Time. I'm Pooh.
And I'm William Cooper.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Honey, you forgot.
What did I forget?
You forgot that I have to say something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to say?
I'm going to say that today, my dad drove on the road and he let me drive sometimes, and I drive good.
Yes, you drove all the way across the mountain today.
Yeah.
And you actually drove us to see some elk.
Yeah, we saw three elks.
Three elk. Yes.
Okay. I mean, that sounds a little weird.
I know, but elk is plural. You don't have to put an S on the end.
Oh.
At least it was when I went to school.
Elks.
No, just elk.
Elk.
Is one elk or six elks?
Six elks? What do you mean?
It's confusing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just playing with you, honey.
Oh.
But we'll learn about that.
Good night.
Good night. Okay. Folks, on the other end of the telephone line, I have Mr. Gary Bourgeois. We also have a guest in studio here while Pooh is getting out of the chair and out of the front of her microphone, and our guest is sitting down. We're going to go to the phone and talk to Gary Bourgeois about the satellite deal we have. I was telling you that I thought maybe we could get a satellite system for around $150 or a little more, because we used to be able to, but we can't anymore. You want to tell us about that, Gary?
Okay, Bill. Well, those systems, there were some cheap Korean dishes, which were like three footers and a very cheap receiver. Those are can be used on the C band, but not very effectively.
Uh-huh.
They work. They don't work well. If it rains, you have problems. Also, believe it or not, the cheap system is very difficult to set up, because you have to set every satellite individually. So when you boost satellites, which we're going to be doing in a couple of months, you got to go through all kinds of rigmarole. We found that, it just isn't worth it to do it that way. Now, what we have done instead is made the decision to get you the same system that the radio stations use. And this is primo stuff. This is equipment that runs 24 hours a day. I've got two of these receivers here right now. I'm looking at one. The picture is absolutely perfect. The sound quality is tremendous. It has both wide and narrow band, something the cheap receivers didn't have. It costs a little more, but this is for the people who are serious about getting into becoming a network affiliate of the Hour of the Time. This is all commercial-grade stuff, and it's not going to give you any problems.
Great. What is it I'm looking for? the system itself is designed strictly to listen to be able to tune in on one satellite and listen to whatever's on there, right?
Right. You can get 24 channels on each satellite.
Uh-huh.
That's the other thing. The $150 system only got half the channels. You had to pick whether you wanted the vertical polarity or the horizontal polarity. This gives you both. It's much more sensitive. It's still a lot cheaper than a lot of people have spent for the shortwave radio that they're listening to us on, and you never have to put up with that fading again. Once you have a satellite system, You will probably spend more time listening to that than you let me ever spend listening to your shortwave.
Wow.
I do. And I've got lots of shortwave radios, and I got some of the best ever made. I've got one shortwave receiver, a top-grade communications receiver. It costs $1,200, and I turn it on to make sure that you're there. And then I turn it off and listen on the satellite.
Uh-huh. Great. So with this system, they'll be able to set up their dish. In fact, we're going to give them the inclinometer, which tells them what angle to set their dish at, and then they just move it from side to side until
they move it from side to side until you get the signal. And when we change satellites, you just have to slide. Just move the dish manually. Just go out there, and it moves really easy. Just loosen the bolt and just turn it until you get the new satellite.
Uh-huh.
And we will already have it programmed for both channels. We'll all be programmed in there for you. We'll also put in another 24-hour Patriot network because we're not 24 hours yet, but once Bill gets the network going and we get 24 hours here, this is where you're going to want to listen anyway.
Yeah.
So you don't need to pick up anything else.
That's correct. And we are, ladies and gentlemen, going to start a network. It is going to be successful, and we're going to take the airwaves back all across this country. This is just the first step. Tomorrow night we'll be telling you about a low-power FM transmitter that we'll have available for you in kit form, and we'll be looking for one that is already assembled, if we can find one, because most of them come in kits, and if we can, it'll be for those of you who are a little bit leery of getting out a soldering iron and putting together a radio from instructions. But for those of you who would like to do that, we already have available a kit transmitter that you'll be able to order from us. And everything that we're going to make available, folks, we're going to make available to you at the price we get it for, plus a very small handling fee. And when I say small, I mean almost non-existent. So what we've got is an SX7 dish. That's a satellite dish. It's a 7-foot dish. It's Orbitron, which I understand is the very best.
Top grade. It's what everybody uses.
Okay.
Absolutely the highest recommended satellite dish in the country. A lot of the other ones have gone out of business because they just couldn't match up to this. These are the best.
And we've also got a CalAmp 25 degree C-band LNBF, and I'm not sure exactly what all that means. I'm going to let Gary explain it to you.
Okay, that's the low-noise block converter and seed horn all in one unit. This is the very latest technology. 25 degree is considered the optimum, most sensitive LNB you can get. They do make some that are 20 degrees. There's no noticeable difference. CalAmp is the most reliable low-noise converter manufacturer in the country. This is what amplifies the very tiny signals that are coming from space, makes it strong enough for the receiver.
Wow. the receiver is a Pansat BR3500 receiver, which I know people who have that receiver, and I know that it is an excellent receiver. You want to tell us a little bit more about it for those technically oriented folks out there, Gary.
Okay, this is 100% digitally tuned. It's got a readout just like your most expensive shortwave radios do. It reads out the main satellite frequency. It reads out your video frequency, your audio frequency. It's got graphics on the various things that you're doing with the satellite receiver, so you know what band you're on and everything else. Very, very nice receiver. As I say, I've got two of them, and I've never had any troubles with it. I've had the cheaper ones, and I had to send them back. So this is the one to have. Radio stations are using these. They're a great receiver.
Plus, we're able to throw in 100 feet of RG6 coax cable, which should be enough for anybody. That's a long coax. And does it have the connectors on both ends?
It should come with the connectors. I'll make sure it does.
Okay. Plus, you get an inclinometer, which and a complete set of instructions how to set up your dish and your system to be able to receive the hour of the time and one other Patriot network on the satellite. And it'll also be pre-programmed for the new satellite that we're going to move to, so that the only thing that you'll have to do is go out and realign your dish. And that's included in your instruction package also for the new satellite. And with each dish that's shipped, the coordinates of the satellite will be given to you for your individual location.
Right.
So each one of you, wherever you tell us you live, we're going to give you the coordinates for the satellites so that you can set up your dish real easily from your position. And the satellite has a one-year guarantee. And there's a what were you talking about? What were you telling me earlier?
If there's any problems with the system out of the box, you get a return authorization from the distributor. If it fails within a year, the factory will take care of the problem, and they've been real good about that. There are very, very few failures, but occasionally, you know, something goes wrong.
Yeah, you can never tell.
You can never tell with any electronic equipment. This stuff is all, it's all checked. We make sure that everyone is checked before they go out. The guy who does the programming makes sure that they work, because he has to do that in order to program it. The only thing you have to supply yourself is a 3 1/2 inch outside diameter mounting pipe. It needs to be vertical. You also will be responsible for determining that you have a clear view of the satellite. Basically, it means you need a good view of the southern hemisphere. The good news is that the new satellite is going to be very high in the sky. Should be over the trees. If you have trees right now on Galaxy 6, you probably will not have them where the new satellite is. And no matter if you're listening to us in Greenland or in Hawaii, the new satellite will blanket that, as well as Central America, north of the Arctic Circle.
That's great, because people who never could receive us on satellite before are now going to be able to receive us very well.
Yep.
And it covers the covers everything.
Yeah. The satellite we're moving to is the newest generation, the first of a new generation of satellites made by General Electric. It's called GE-1. It is an extremely powerful satellite. It's going to be in an ideal location for the entire country.
Wow.
And we're one of the first people to get on there.
Wonderful. Okay, should I tell them the price?
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
Okay, for the whole system, ladies and gentlemen, it's $485. Plus shipping. Now, if you're east of the Rockies, add $45 for shipping. If you're west of the Rocky Mountains, add $60 for shipping. Once again, the complete system is $485. It's the least expensive good system that we could find. There's nothing cheap or chintzy in this system at all. And if you don't think that this is a good price, you go down and try to get some prices from your local satellite dealer, and I think
your local satellite dealer will tell you there's no such thing as a $485 satellite system, an entire system. The little tiny dish doesn't sell that cheap. You know, they have this. They say it's $199, but by the time you pay for the programming, you know, you're over $600, and you pay and you pay and you pay. This will give you 24 channels, most of which are clear and unscrambled, and you may actually be able to duck your cable at the same time if you like the channels on the satellite.
Yeah. So $485 plus shipping. If you're east of the Rockies, add $45. If you're west of the Rockies, add $60. And folks, I got to tell you, if you want to really help us take this country back and take the airwaves back, and be able to put the truth out, help this network grow, you need to buy one of these systems. We're not making any money on it. In fact, I'll tell you exactly what I've added to it. I've added $10 handling charge, and that's barely going to cover any of the handling and advertising and everything else that we're going to do with this. So that's it, period. There is no...
And if you call the factory, you wouldn't get it for that price.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, this is a special price, and it's only good for 30 days.
So,
made that clear to me, that this is a 30-day price. We may be able to hold it longer than that for people who have to save the money up, and I know it's tough sometimes to make a big purchase like this all at once, but if you want to hear the hour of the time starting next Monday, you are going to need a satellite receiver.
That's correct. And not only that, but we're going to build a network, and pretty soon we'll have 24-hour programming every day. We're going to hire someone who's going to strictly be only for promoting our network to radio stations, and is going to make it very attractive for radio stations to carry our programming. And, of course, if you want to get in and be a part of this network, we'll talk tomorrow night about it. We'll talk about this again tomorrow night for those who may have missed tonight's broadcast. And we'll also tell you about our low-power FM transmitter, and so that you can get this satellite system and the transmitter and start being a part of this network and become a broadcaster in your city, in your neighborhood, and let's take the audience away from all of these controlled media sources that tell us nothing but lies 24 hours a day. We're going to have the best quality programming. We're not going to have anybody in this network who likes to spread rumors and talk to the fellow travelers and all of that kind of stuff. So this is it. This is really a super system at the lowest price that we could possibly get it for you. We're not making any money on it at all. We've added $10 for handling, period. That's it. It's our price, and we're giving that directly to you. So take advantage of it. If you have any doubts about it, go down to your local satellite dealer and talk to them and find out what an equivalent system or the same system would cost from your local satellite dealer, and I think it's going to rock you on your heels.
That's for sure. They won't be able to sell it that cheap because they don't have some friend working at the factory.
And folks, don't call me or write me and ask me to send you any other material or any brochures or any technical information because I don't have any. What I'm telling you tonight is what I know, and what Gary's telling you is what he knows. It's the very best. You get an SX7 7-foot satellite dish. It's an Orbitron. It's the best there is. You get a CalAmp 25-degree C-band LNBF. It's top of the line. You get a Pansat BR3500 satellite receiver. That also is top of the line. It's digital to boot. And you get 100 foot of RG6 coax cable, an inclinometer, full instructions for both satellites, this one and the new one that we'll be moving to. And you get coordinates to line up your dish with the satellite for your own individual location. Full price, everything, $485, plus $45 if you live east of the Rockies, or $60 if you live west of the Rockies. There's a one-year guarantee on the whole system for the first 30 days. If anything goes wrong, you get a hold of me, and I'll give you a return authorization, and we'll make sure that it's fixed or exchanged. And after that, then it's the factory. But they honor the guarantee for one full year. Anything else you want to say about this, Gary?
Just go for it. If you can't afford this by yourself, get a bunch of friends and neighbors together, and that'll be within range of the transmitter, and make this an investment. It's time to invest in America, friends, and this is the best way to do it, is to help build this network.
That's right. And everybody sits around and complains about the controlled media. Now's our chance. We tried this once before. We tried to get everybody who was complaining about the controlled media and all of that kind of stuff to buy stock in a media corporation, and we were going to take over that corporation and make them tell the truth. And we got an awful lot of people involved, but not near enough that we needed. So this is your chance, folks, to get involved, to take the airways back, to make sure that the American people hear the truth, and be able to provide them with 24 hours of quality programming. Thanks a lot, Gary. I really appreciate your coming on and helping me explain.
Always glad to help, Bill, and carry on. We'll be listening.
All right. Thank you so much, and good night.
Good night.
Okay. Wow. That was quite a mouthful. I don't know what we did here. Did we? We didn't. I don't think we did we? We didn't go to the... So here we go. We'll be right back, folks, after the short pause.
Bring it on!
Bring it on.
Well, folks, in studio with me is a friend, Tom. Not going to go into anything other than that, but welcome, Tom, to the Hour of the Time.
Oh, thank you very much, Bill.
Oh, listen to that deep voice.
It's enjoyable being here. I had a great day up here in the show area.
What do you think about this area?
It's about the closest thing to heaven I think I've been in. I spent a really very nice day with Bill and his family, and we spent some time up in the mountains, driving through some of the roads. Matter of fact, his daughter kind of, chauffeured us, I guess you could say.
Yeah, she's only six, and she drove us all over the mountains.
Yeah, it was a great drive. If you haven't seen Sholo, you should.
Well, where are you from?
I'm from down in the desert area, Southern California.
And what's it like there?
Currently, probably about 112 degrees. It's very, very dry, dusty. Hot cactuses, just about the exact opposite of what I'm looking at right now.
What is the attitude of the people who live there?
Basically, there is some people that are awake and are waking up, but in general, it's the typical California attitude. The Joe Sixpack, let's watch TV in the ball game and sit back in the recliner.
Mm-hmm.
There's people I've talked to. They seem interested. They know something's wrong, but in the middle of conversation, they're looking at their watch and wondering, what time Married with Children comes on.
Talk a little bit more. Say something.
Basically, it's just...
There we go.
The kind of... California is the left coast. I guess kind of all the nuts roll that way, and we've got them all.
We call it trail mix here.
We call it the land of fruits and nuts.
Well, I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad that we were able to be your host today and make your stay a little bit more enjoyable. And right now, let's go to the phones and just talk to the people out there and see what's going on. What do you think about I'm trying to think of words to describe it, but I can't. This reaping the tears of the nation Democratic Convention. Good evening, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, good evening. I'd like to make a suggestion on regard to the satellite system. I think a lot of people are going to be worried about the legal problems.
There are no legal problems with a satellite system.
Okay, well, I'm talking about the rebroadcasters.
What legal problem?
I'm wondering if you might be able to offer anybody that does get the system support. In terms of possibly having the broadcasters as your property, and that if there's ever any problems, that
Now wait a minute, I've been broadcasting for years everything that nobody wants to hear, and nobody wants me to broadcast, and taking all the risk. Are you trying to tell me you don't want to? You want me to take your risk too?
No, I'm just.
So that's what it sounds like.
No, it's not my risk, it's our risk. And I'm wondering if anybody has overcome this problem with like cranking out a lot of watts and getting come down on like Eric Krishna on an airport traveler from these federal...
No, if you obey the law and understand the law, you can't get in any problems.
And the law is... For a wattage?
I don't know what the Fed say the law is for wattage, but I can tell you right now, as long as you are not broadcasting on a frequency that interferes with any other broadcast, you're not broadcasting across state lines or across international borders, and you're not broadcasting across a body of water upon which a vessel can receive your broadcast, you have no problems. And people are doing it all over the country.
Okay, I understand that. I have a question. You had a gentleman on a couple months ago. He had his setup, and the moral of the story at the end of the show was that he finally caved in and got a license from the federal government to run his little FM.
Was it my show you were listening to?
Well, you had a guest host, and they had a gentleman on that I think you interviewed him one time, and he was I guess he was really getting persecuted by the
You've been listening to another broadcast. The only person we've ever interviewed on the hour of the time who was being hassled by the feds was a guy down in Phoenix who had a low power FM broadcast station. He didn't know what to do. They came and tried to shut him down. He wouldn't let them in. They didn't have any warrants. They didn't, you know, they weren't, they were operating under the color of law. And they gave him a notice of apparent violation and said that he owed them something like $17,000. Well, he contested it. He's back on the air. He never got a license, and he was never shut down.
Okay, the person that I got...
Let me say this again. You must have been listening to another broadcast.
No, no. But let me ask you this. Is it possible to put a little... a package together of all the how to.
Let me say this again. If you're concerned about it, write to the FCC and ask them, because that's who you are apparently worried about. They will tell you what you can and can't do if you're worried about them. And if you want to give in to their jurisdiction, go ahead and do it. I won't do it. I'm not under their jurisdiction. I know what the law is. They have no jurisdiction over me whatsoever unless I do the things that I've quoted to you.
What I'm asking is, as a courtesy, could you a packet of material?
No. No, all you have to do is write to the Federal Communications Commission and ask them for the rules of FM micro broadcasting, and they will send it to you.
Do you have the address?
Good night. Folks, if you're so helpless that you can't even find the address of the FCC or take care of your own business or take some risk on your own shoulders, if you want me to do everything for you, then I'm just, you know, let's go home. Let's just sign off and go to bed. I mean, this is sickening. This is absolutely sickening. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill, this is John from Houston.
Hi.
Let me talk about some of the things you were discussing last night, if I may. First of all, the pictures of the missile that struck that TWA airliner.
Uh-huh.
Hard copy, believe it or not, had some good pictures on that last Friday.
Yeah, they had the pictures that one of the guys took.
Right. And hard copy showed that, and it seemed pretty darn clear that there was a missile flying up there toward the aircraft.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, also another thing, one of your callers mentioned Paul Harvey, and I don't know if you're familiar that Paul Harvey is a 32nd degree Mason.
Yes, I am familiar with that. He's also the one who got on the radio and tried to talk Randy Weaver into reaching out and picking up a telephone off of an FBI robot with a shotgun pointed directly at the phone. They were planning to blow his arm off.
Yeah, and that's that contraption, by the way, was shown in the NRA's American Rifleman magazine with that semi-automatic shotgun with about an illegal, by the way, 10 or 12 inch barrel, and the thing was rigged again to blow somebody away as soon as they opened the door.
Yeah.
And another thing, I was wondering, did you ever get that stuff that I sent you about Sheila Jackson Lee, that communist congresswoman from the Houston area?
Here's another one. Do you know how much mail I get every week?
Yeah, tons of it.
That's right. I can never remember one individual package out of all the mail that I get.
Yeah, it's ironic, by the way, one of the big wigs in the Houston business community, Kenneth Lay, who is the president of the Enron Corporation, they're the ones who are having some legal difficulties in India trying to put up a power plant and having, you know, legal squabbles with the Indian government there. But Kenneth Lay, a multimillionaire, is one of her prime underwriters. He is one of the prime contributors to her campaign annually, every time she runs for office, whether it's Houston City Council or as a congresswoman.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, major bucks behind one of these communist candidates.
Yeah, there's major bucks behind all of them.
Yeah. And, I sent you a bunch of information on her, and basically she's a cowardly dog. She was supposed to debate me at Rice University here in Houston a couple of years ago in front of the Hugh O'Brien Youth Foundation. And 3 days before the debate, she chickened out and sent someone else in there. And, of course, I made mincemeat out of her replacement. And this was, of course, on Second Amendment issues.
Mm-hmm.
And it was most interesting. Someone once offered her a free copy of the Constitution there when she was a city councilwoman in front of city council and everyone. She refused the copy.
Okay, well, thank you for your call.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
When you cast your eyes upon the skyline, it's once a proud nation, this is the growing arms of population. Now you, we use our beings abused by the greedy hands of politics.
Ladies and gentlemen, the hour of the time is still brought to you by Swiss America Trading. And I guess some of you have already been doing quite a bit of business with Swiss America Trading, and some of you have been doing a little bit, and some of you have been sitting on the fence, wondering when you're going to be able to get your hands on some real money. I'm going to tell you right now, your time is running out. Tomorrow night, Clinton's going to make a speech, and I think it's going to be a significant speech, and he's going to announce two executive orders that are going to take place, that are going to take effect immediately upon announcement. Nobody knows what they are. I don't know what they are, but it's going to be interesting. So make sure you do not miss old scumbag communist Clinton's speech tomorrow night. And it'll go hand in hand with all the rest of this New World Order socialist baloney that they're feeding everybody. And if you believe any of it, then you're going to get what you deserve. Call Swiss America Trading. Ask them for the current newsletter. Thank them for sponsoring the Hour of the Time. And Craig is working with me very closely in starting this network. And we're actually looking for a shortwave radio station to buy. So if you have any doubts about our success, don't. We're going to succeed. And you can thank Swiss America Trading for their part in that. And while you're at it, ask how you can get your hands on some real money. You see, everything's going to go crash, bang, boom here pretty shortly. The communists, the socialists are in control. And by golly, one of their goals is to eliminate the middle class, which means they have to collapse this economy and then start it all over as a one-class system. It's the only way socialism can succeed. It's got to be a whole nation of victims, whole nation of poor people. And so whether you're poor or not, they're going to make you poor, and then they're going to tell you that they're not going to allow anybody to be poor. So everybody will be poor together, and it'll make you look like you're rich. 1-800-289-2646 is the number. 1-800-289-2646. 1-800-BUY-COIN. That's the best way to remember. 1-800-BUY-COIN. And folks, do it now. You know how you are. You're just like me, just like everybody else. We tend to procrastinate. And I quit procrastinating a long time ago, but every once in a while I get tempted. And I might put something off a little bit, but I don't ever do it like I used to. back. And I want to tell you folks that if you're afraid, get off the battlefield, get out of our way. If you're afraid, get lost. We need fearless people to fight this battle. You can't be afraid. And I got to tell you something, if you're at peace with God and you understand what that's all about, there is nothing to fear. Nothing whatsoever. If you're afraid, you're already a slave. If you operate from a point of being manipulated through fear, you're done for. You're finished. You can't fight this battle. You can't even stand out here near us because you're going to get whacked. And you'll get whacked because you're afraid, not for any other reason. You've got to be strong. You've got to be tough. You've got to fight the good fight. And you've got to be able to do it without fear, absolutely without fear of any kind, ladies and gentlemen. You can't be afraid of Big Brother. You can't be afraid of the big bad wolf. You can't be afraid of your shadow. And you've got to be able to function on your own. I can't do everything for everybody. I can't give you all the addresses. I can't protect you. I can't shield you. I can't do any of that. I can't tell you when you have to draw your own line and when not to. You have to determine that for yourself, but you've got to determine it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Bill. This is Harvey from Ohio, and I'm one of your broadcasters. I've been broadcasting for a year and a half, and let me tell you something right now. I said exactly the same words you just now said to people on my editorials on my own radio station. And I'll tell you, I told them, if you're afraid, you can't win this battle. Am I on the air, Bill?
Yes, you are.
You can't win. But I love the idea. I know Gary Bourgeois. He knows me. Harvey from Ohio, with the Eagle Network, used to be a supporter of them and a broadcaster with them. And I should always broadcast your program, too, because it followed that. But it's been a real battle out here. And tell these people, we do need to set up our own network.
We're going
to
do it.
Usler was he was very, very close to being successful. It's too bad he had to drop out of the race or whatever. For what reasons, I don't know.
Well, we know why Usler wasn't successful, and we're going to remedy that situation.
Well, he gave everything away.
That's exactly right. We can give free broadcasting to the radio stations, but we're going to have to sell some advertising, and we're going to have to charge those who want to have their programs on our network a reasonable fee to broadcast on our network.
Absolutely, Bill, because you can't, you got to do it in a business-like manner, you'll go out of business.
That's right.
And but as far as the FCC is concerned, I wouldn't worry about it.
I'm not worried about it at all.
This guy called me up threatening me that he was going to call and report me to the FCC. I says, go ahead, buddy. I told him, I says, go ahead. You know, I've already written a letter to the FCC. I told him exactly what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I says, I'm not afraid of the FCC. And I says, whatever happens, happens. I says, I don't know. I says, I'll fight it in court. So I called I called a lawyer, this, that, and the other. You do have to be prepared.
Oh, yes.
If you operate in a decent manner, if you get a clear station on the FM band where there's not, you're not on top of a commercial station, which is not hard to find.
Yeah, you cannot interfere with any other broadcasts on their frequency.
Yeah. And so, and if you run, if you have a good antenna, and that's not hard to find now, and you, I don't know what you're going to go with, so I won't start naming names, but there's some good transmitters out there. They're low powered. They will get you out in a good radius, about a 5-mile circle of your house. You can go further than that if you want to add a little bit more power. But really, I don't think with what this company that I know is putting out, I don't think the FCC cares, to be honest with you. I really don't think they care.
No, and there are too many people doing it for them to even... In fact, there are so many people doing it now that they're thinking of making it a non-requirement type thing. In other words, they're going to open it up.
Well,
because they can't regulate it when you've got thousands of people all across the country doing it. They couldn't even start.
Well, this is it, because of the company I'm thinking of, which is Ramsey.
Don't do that on my broadcast. Ramsey is not advertising on this broadcast, and if they want to pay to advertise, they can do that.
I agree with you 100%, but I'm just saying, they have poured a company, have poured a lot of bucks into a real, real better and better units.
Now, wait a minute.
They've got them.
Hold it. Hold it. You're advertising for somebody who you already named, and I won't allow that.
Okay, I'll stop there then.
Are they paying you or something?
Pardon me?
Are they paying you?
Heck no.
Then why are you advertising their product on my show?
Well,
I think I'll send you a bill.
Don't pay me for much. I've been broadcasting for a year and a half. I'd have to send you one back. Anyway, Bill, no. I say to these people, don't be afraid, and we do need our own network, and I'm all for it.
Great. And we're going to do it. We're going to do it.
But, you know, if people just put up a satellite dish, aim it to the your network here and rebroadcast, because the truth has got to get out there. We need a 24-hour-a-day broadcasting.
Yeah.
And the FCC is not going to hassle you. You're going to have a lot less problems than what you can realize, people, if you've not done this before. And it's a lot of fun, too.
Yeah. And you'd be amazed at how far you can broadcast and what you can do if you're afraid, just by sticking to their own limitations, if you want to do that.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
So, you guys figure out what you want to do and where you want to draw the line and how much you want to be in this fight. But get in it at some level. And that's important. You've got to do that. And also, I need everybody who is currently rebroadcasting this program by any means. I don't care if it's AM, FM, micro transmitter, low power. I don't care what it is. If you're rebroadcasting this program anywhere, I need to know who you are, where you are, what medium you're broadcasting on, what the frequency is, so that we can make up a list to send to people when they call and ask how they can listen to this program. And if you want to be a part of this network, we'll bring you into this network, and you can advertise during your station break that you're a part of this network. And that's going to help you get advertising and all kinds of stuff. So, get on board the wagon. Get with us, and let's make this work. Let's take the airwaves back.
I'll be really looking forward, Bill, to hearing what kind of what you're going to offer in the way of a transmitter. And who knows? I may get one of those.
Yeah, well, we may offer several and let people take their pick.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know what Gary said about the Orbitron, and that's top-notch, and it just can't be beat. It is real professional equipment. It lasts you for an indefinite period of time. I mean, I don't know, 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so Gary knows that he's a good man, and he's just a great guy.
Yeah,
I've been trying to get the word out. This is for I don't know how long. I don't know. It seems like forever, but now, for at least 2 years. So, but I just wanted to say that. So I've never had a chance to even talk to you. It's kind of frightening, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah, in a way. Because
let's let Tom talk about it. Tom's been listening to me on the radio. Tom's been listening to me on the radio. He's never talked to me or seen me before, and he's been here with me all day. How intimidating am I?
talking to Bill Cooper is like talking to your next door neighbor. I met Bill.
Wait a minute, you're not even on. Start all over.
Hold on a minute.
There
okay.
You go.
Talking to Bill Cooper isn't intimidating at all. Bill's your everyday normal next door neighbor, except he hits off his butt and does something. My wife and I've been here with Annie and Bill and their children, and they're your normal everyday American family. Nobody should be intimidated to call in and talk to Bill or anybody else, because we're all equal in this, and we're all equal in this fight. None of us are any better than the other, and none of us any worse. Some of us just do a little more than the others.
Yeah, and the only thing that I've done that might be intimidating to some people is I've drawn a line on this broadcast. I will not tolerate stupidity. I will not tolerate somebody calling in here to be rude and obnoxious. If they want to call in and talk and be intelligent and be polite, they have no problems calling this broadcast. If they want to call and be rude or insulting or obnoxious, or if they're just out and out stupid, they're history. And we're running out of time. We cannot tolerate that kind of stuff anymore. We've got to bring people up to a level of expectation, and they have to understand that they're expected to learn and stop being ignorant and apathetic and stupid and be able to take care of themselves.
Well, I'll tell you, it's taught me a lot, and I'll tell you, it's taught me a lot about being aggressive and not being afraid of what the system tells you to do. Because I say, hey, wait a minute, where do you get the authority to tell me what to do?
Yeah, there you go.
That's the question I asked them. And I asked a lot of other questions, too, but yet I'm not a troublemaker.
Yeah.
I want to get along with the system.
Uh-huh.
Yet I defy the system into saying, where do you get your authority from?
Yeah.
So I'll leave you that, Bill, and
okay.
Talking to you, and good luck to you.
Thanks for calling.
Especially on this new network. I just hope that somebody can do it.
Oh, it's
good. You're the guy that can do it.
We're going to work. Every time somebody's told me I couldn't do something, I've done it bigger and better than anybody else ever has.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Hey, you'd be surprised, folks, how many people, when you ask them, where'd you get the authority, they don't know. They just take it, you know. You give somebody a little bit of power, and if they can take a little bit more and get away with it, then they take a little bit more, and if nobody says anything, they take more. Pretty soon, you got a little Hitler on your block. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, good evening, Bill.
Hello.
How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm fine.
It's Don calling from Canada.
Hello, Don.
Yes, we talked a couple weeks ago, and you made a statement to me that you drew the line in the sand and you were prepared to die for your beliefs.
That's right.
I tried to get on last night, and I want to say the same thing. I've drawn the line, and I too am prepared.
Wonderful.
And I listen to your broadcast, and I hope that something somehow gets set up in Canada that we can continue to receive your broadcast, and I'm going to be subscribing to Veritas.
Wonderful. You'll be able to get it on satellite. I don't know if you up in Canada we'll be able to set up a microtransmitter and rebroadcast because they're really clamping down on you people up there.
Well, I guess we are. Is there any chance, Bill, we can get you up here?
You can get me up there?
Yeah, we get you to move.
No.
Your health.
No, I'm. If you could see where I live, you would never want to live. God lives here with me.
I'd love to go to Arizona. I'd love it. Believe me, just the whole, to me, what I find with people in the States is their attitude there. I fly an American flag here because of what it stands for, the freedom and the individual rights.
That's fantastic.
And I'm not afraid of it. I like it. It's outside on my ham radio tower, and that's where it's going to stay.
Great.
Anyway, Bill, it's been great listening to you, and I hope I can continue.
Thank you.
And good luck, eh?
Yeah, thank you for that, too, and God bless you.
God bless you, Bill. Good night.
And you can all listen up in Canada. All you need is a satellite receiver, and we'll be back on shortwave. I can promise you that. I don't know what frequency, and I don't know exactly when, but we will be back on shortwave. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Good.
People should do a little checking. What I found is most of the laws are pretty lenient outside of New York State. And
there's two places you never want to be. That's California and New York.
Oh, you ain't kidding. But, you know, outside of that, the laws are pretty lenient, provided your wattage doesn't get above, like, 19 and change, you know.
Uh-huh.
So there's not even people are making more of this. I don't know what horror stories they've heard. No,
that's not it. It all comes from within them. They're afraid. They are afraid.
But you know,
it doesn't come from horror stories. Most of them have never heard anything about any of it. They're afraid. They're afraid to stand on their own two feet and challenge Big Brother and take the power back into their hands. I have quoted the law. I've quoted everything on the air. I have proven beyond any shadow of a doubt to anybody who listens to this broadcast that the federal government doesn't even have 1/100,000th the power that it thinks it has or that it's exercising over the people through the color of law and actually enslaving them because they're ignorant of the law.
Yeah, well, it's the old consent by silence deal where
you got it.
You just assume you have it, and if no one says no, heck, you know, you must, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because since no one takes it back, you must have it. And it's all this very implied and non-legal business, and everyone just stands in lines that they don't know why they're standing in lines. You know, I'm not saying cut to the front of the line, but really the line isn't necessary, and that's kind of the point with this. All this business about, you know, people calling up obfuscating, you know, the real deal here with oh, what'll happen, and oh, what's the FCC think, And all that's probably excuses just so they don't have to pick the thing up and start.
Yeah.
You know.
That's right.
Also, I'd like to get in touch with anyone who might have that hard copy thing, because besides you, with this picture of a Sam actually in ascent,
There's not just one picture. There's several pictures taken by several different people. The one on hard copy was taken by a man. The one on Good Morning America or Morning America or whatever it was, morning before last, was taken by a woman. And she has the clearest pictures, to tell you the truth. But they're all pictures of the same object going up toward that airplane launched from a submarine at sea. Of course, you don't see a submarine, but we know it was a submarine. It couldn't be anything else. And that's what that C-130 and that helicopter was doing out there. They were doing anti-submarine warfare, trying to find that submarine. They knew it was out there.
Wow. Yeah, there's also, aren't there some buoy tracking devices that get dropped from...
The helicopter was dipping a sona buoy in the water. They do that. There are also sona buoys that can be dropped and monitored. They broadcast on a frequency. And there's also the SOSUS, which is the submarine listening system that's been on the, that we placed on the bottom of the ocean that cover both coasts many, many years ago. So a submarine can't get close to this coast without being detected. It was detected, and they were out there looking for it, and it launched a missile and shot down TRW, or Transworld Airlines TWA flight number 800.
Would it be pure speculation to guess, is it one of our subs doing these tactical practices, or is it...
No, nobody knows.
No one knows, right, okay.
Nobody knows. All we know is somebody launched a SAM missile from a submarine and shot down an airliner.
Wow. Well,
and we broke the story first on the hour of the time.
Oh, well, you're not kidding, because in the process of speaking about it today, not only does no one know about it, but certainly the footage is nowhere to be. See, that would have been the one time it was good to watch TV, you see? But I so rarely turn that dummy box on.
They've shown it twice, on hard copy and on, I think it was Good Morning America.
Well, of all things, those would be the two I really wouldn't watch, probably. But if it's okay, I'm just going to give out myself as resident. See, that's, or box holder. That's me.
Box holder.
Yeah, that's me. P.O. Box 99, Ness Concert, New York, 11767. If you want to get involved in a trade thing, or I could buy that off you, or whatever you want, I'd like to see that footage. Because at first, the only response I got today was that someone said, "Oh, yeah, that's just NORAD stuff, and you wouldn't be able to interpret it anyway." But evidently, this is pictures of an actual SAM in ascent, huh?
Yes.
Wow. Well, I got to see that. Well,
yeah, looks like a telephone pole with flames coming out the end.
So this is that's the flare everyone saw meet the plane.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, before it became on the Communist News Network, the flare that left the plane. That was a real interesting turn. I think when the...
Those puke-faced liars will... Right now, the official count is over 300 witnesses saw the missile go up and hit the plane.
Oh, my gosh. You know, the scariest thing is whenever one of these networks says, just to recap, then you know you're in for it. Because they will not replay what someone said, so they just retwist the tale and weave something new for you to swallow.
Yeah, they're a bunch of puke-faced, lying, socialist, subversive terrorists.
Well, thank God we now have an alternative to take it back. Use it, people. Don't be dummies.
Yeah. Well, get the satellite system, get the micro FM broadcast transmitter, and become a part of our network.
There you go. Oh, yeah, also, what's unclear is some of the discuss for the people... some of the business aspects of becoming involved in the network. If someone were to buy time,
we can't do that tonight.
Okay,
we're running out of time.
Just mean in the future.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, Bill. Bye.
520-333-4578. We can take one or two more calls. Maybe one more call before we go off the air. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, I was listening to my local radio station.
Mm-hmm.
You ever hear those public affairs?
You got to talk a lot louder. I got no level in you.
Okay, you hear me now?
That's a little better.
Okay, you ever hear those public affairs spots?
You did it again. Keep your voice level up or nobody can hear you.
Okay, did you ever hear those public affairs spots that the FBI does? They're about a minute. They tell you what they're doing. in terms of protecting the country from whatever. Anyway, I heard one of these, right, last Friday, about 2 weeks ago, Friday.
Uh-huh.
They were talking about the TWA investigation.
Uh-huh.
After they got through doing the what they were doing in there, they started to give a list of the people who were involved with them in the investigation. They said New York State Police, Suffolk County Police, Air National Guard, Army, Navy. And at the end, they mentioned the New York Naval Militia. And I just did a double take when I heard that. And I said to myself, what in the world? That's the first time I've ever heard the militia involved in an official governmental operation. I wondered, what do you think they're up to when they're doing something like that?
You'd have to ask them. When I want to know what the FBI meant when they said something, I call the FBI.
Why would they mention the militia?
Call the FBI and ask them. Are you afraid to do that?
No, I'm not afraid to do anything. I'm just wondering.
The only way you're going to get your answer is to call them and ask them. They're the only ones who know.
Here's an organization that's involved in public affairs and public relations, you know, making themselves look real good. And I wonder, why do they mention the militia?
Call them and ask them. I don't have the answer. I didn't mention it. I wasn't on there.
No, I wonder what your take would be on that.
I didn't hear it. I have no idea. I can't comment on something I don't know about. And before I would comment, I would call them and ask them. When I want to know something, I call the source and ask them. If the Pentagon says something and it's not clear and I don't understand, I call the Pentagon and I ask them. And I keep calling and keep going up the chain of command until I get somebody who can answer it.
Well, they were involved there, but I'm curious as to what their motivation was.
Call them and ask them.
Well, they won't tell you.
Oh, you're not going to. Good night. You're not even going to call them, are you? You chicken plucker. I tell you what. I'll call them, and I'll ask them for you. Does that make you feel better? God. Help, Lord, please. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Set these poor, misguided people on track. Good night, folks, and God bless you all. I can't take any more. You're driving me crazy. I'll probably wake up tomorrow morning sitting in the top of a tree.
There's no reason for you to lose your mind. 'Cause I've seen something that's gonna change our time. If I could, I'd make you understand. If I could, I'd make you understand. There's no hurry, it's gonna come for sure. I know that someday we're gonna end our war. If I
Hello.
Good evening, William. That's Russell in Houston.
Hello, Russell.
I just want to encourage you on the network. As bad as the Eagle Radio Network was, it still showed the potential for, showed what a network could do as far as bringing together the Patriot community.
Uh-huh.
And it's, well, I just for want of other contact, once I went off the air, I gave my name to and fax number to the local Fax Patriot Network, but I'm just getting sick to my stomach every other day seeing something on the Republic of Texas come across the line. About a advertisement for survival food, always from, I think it's Live Oak Farms or someplace. But
yeah.
Anyway, just complete garbage. So I just wanted to say a network is a tremendous asset because it gives people a place to come. It gives people a home.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that Usler with Eagle provided, and even as crummy as it was still something very familiar, and you've got to...
Hold on just a minute. Hello? Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, we'll tell you about that when we get ready to switch to it. I don't know if it's up yet or not, but we're not on it yet. Well, you just keep listening to us on satellite. When we get ready to switch, we'll tell you well in advance. We'll give you everything you need to know. On shortwave. I'll be on satellite every night, just like normal, only it'd be 2 hours earlier. Well, just tune in 2 hours earlier than you normally listen, and I'll be there. Yeah. We'll tell you when we're going to move, and we'll tell you where to switch and all that kind of stuff. Well, I don't think you're a dummy. Sound pretty smart to me. You're getting ready. Uh-huh. Okay. You're welcome.